As online prediction markets continue to grow, Connecticut leaders are raising concerns about their risks. A new report, in fact, from State Comptroller Sean Scanlon warns platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket can fuel gambling addiction, insider trading, and underage participation. He joins us now to talk more about this. Comptroller, welcome back. And let's start with that first question. What exactly are prediction markets?
Basically, they're websites. The most popular ones are called Kalshi and Polymarket, where you can go and pretty much bet on anything that is part of daily life, from sports, which is more common, to literal terrorist attacks, natural disasters, things like that. And I am somebody who's kind of freaked out about the ongoing efforts to gamify and monetize daily life. And I did this economic update this month looking at these prediction markets because I don't think they're getting enough attention. And as these sites play a bigger and bigger role in our daily life, I think we need to be having kind of a larger conversation about whether this is a good thing or a bad thing.
I totally agree. Do you think that people even realize that we kind of cross, I think, into a totally different territory? Like, to just say this is gambling or you know, betting, I think you're going past even a sports game at this point into a different territory. I don't know if you agree.
Well, yeah, I think that there's so many different problems with this. And we talk about this in the report, which folks can read on my website. But one of them is the gambling side of it, right? Which is, you know, the state of Connecticut believes that these sites are illegal. Primarily for two reasons. Number one, because they're not licensed with the state. And number two, because it's clear that people, especially young men under the age of 21, which is the legal gambling age in Connecticut, are using these sites almost every day. And there's an epidemic that I see in my life. I'm about to turn 40. We're similar ages. Most of my friends who are guys are like obsessed with sports betting. And that is an even bigger problem with a younger generation than me. That's just like one of the issues, Melissa, right? Insider trading is another one that we can get into, which is just so rampant on these sites. And I just think for all these different reasons, we've got to really figure out how to regulate these things and rein them in before they consider taking more and more of our cultural time.
So I think you said something that was really important, Comptroller, that we need to also differentiate. So legal, is it legal? Or is it just a matter of they are not licensed to operate here? I mean, that's not the same thing, correct?
Well, no, it's not the same thing. But by not being licensed, they are breaking the law.
Fair.
And there's ongoing litigation where the state, you know, basically told them to stop. They basically said, thanks, but we're all set. There were some court actions. The attorney general was involved. They then sued the state, and their contention basically is that states don't regulate what we do. Federal law does. Federal law sues state regulation. Where this gets complicated in Connecticut, for the real inside baseball listeners of yours, is that we have exclusivity for gaming with the tribes because of a deal that was struck with them decades ago when they first built the casinos, that they would have exclusivity over gaming in the state in exchange for them giving us portions of the money they get through gaming. When we went to legalize sports betting a few years ago in the state of Connecticut, we had to work with them as a result of that compact. Otherwise, we would lose out on that revenue. And so by not working with the tribes as part of this, they are violating the law in that way. But as I said earlier, the other way they're violating it is because they're not enforcing the 21-year and older gambling legal age here in the state of Connecticut.
And this probably sounds really silly to ask, Comptroller, but I'm going to ask it anyways. It's not as simple as just saying you're banned from operating here in Connecticut?
It's not so simple as that. We don't have the power to shut down national websites, right? And we can't block them from being able to be accessed in the state of Connecticut. So this will have to play out in the courts, but I guess why I put this out there is because I just think that independent of legal action, I just don't think a lot of people are really thinking about how big of a role these websites are now playing in our society. And the corruption piece, the gambling piece, the insider trading part of it, But just moreover, like I said, the gamification of life, right? That like all of us are just part of some simulation game here where we can bet on terrible things happening to people in our communities, just seems really off from a moral perspective. And, you know, I'm not the morality police, I'm the fiscal watchdog of the state, but I think that there is a fine line that we're treading here, and I'm trying to start a conversation about it.
Well, I mean, I've got to be honest with you, Comptroller, and you're a dad. So I think you can certainly resonate with this one, but I agree to the extent that I feel like it's very hard to know if something is fixed or not. And here's what I mean by this. This is why I bring up your, you know, you being a dad. I have an 8-year-old and we didn't grow up. You know, I grew up in the 90s and we didn't grow up where I watched a sports game and you see on the side of the screen all the bets going on in real time.
Yeah.
Now, we watch sports games, you know, with our son and he can see it constantly in the advertisements and everything, to the point that we've already had to have conversations. I'm not even joking. This is a true story. We just talked about this while he was in camp. He made a bet. Again, he's 8. He made a bet with a kid at camp that if he could, you know, they were playing, they were at an amusement park for one of their field trips. Long story short, he had made a bet that if I win this game, you know, I get this amount of money. If you win this game, you can have some of the money that I brought for, you know, for our lunch money or whatever. And ultimately, neither kid ended up, you know, going through with it because neither of them wanted to lose money. My point of bringing it up, though, is I'm like, excuse me, first of all, what? That's illegal. Yeah. Like, you're going to jail, brother. I mean, I went to the extreme where I'm like, first of all, you don't have any money. You have mom and dad's money. You shouldn't be doing that ever, okay? Until you have money, I don't want to know that you're ever betting anything. Second of all, it's against the law for you to bet anything. And it's just, it's crazy because it is becoming so ingrained. Even if we don't want it and we're against it in our household, he knows about it. So my point is if we don't even have a good grasp on gambling and it's being so advertised, I agree with you that we definitely don't have a grasp on prediction markets, let alone insider trading. Are you kidding me? It's crazy.
And look, same with you. Grew up in the 90s here. I used to watch hours of SportsCenter per day. I haven't watched it in a while, but the other day I turned it on for my son, and the entire show is now about sports betting.
Yes.
And telling people about how they can make smarter bets. It's not highlights. It's not the top 10 playlist anymore, right? It's just talking about gambling. And I think that that's where you see that. So, that's a big problem. But the insider trading thing is insane, too. I have a considerable amount of power in my job. I'm not saying that to be a jerk. I'm just saying it's true. And I sign contracts all the time. So in theory, right now, I could go on to Kalshi. I could make a bet of who's going to win X state contract, right? I could start that betting pool. People could bet money. And I, as the sole person who would know who is going to win the contract, could anonymously go on and make a bet that is based on inside information and win a lot of money.
There it is.
There are examples of this that are insane. There was a guy who was doing President Trump's teleprompter who then went and did a bet and won $100,000 off of something he saw on the president's speech being loaded into the teleprompter. There was a guy that on the night before the invasion, or not the invasion, of when they went down and they basically like took Maduro out of Venezuela, this American service member won $400,000 by saying that that event was going to happen tomorrow, right? So that is something that I think should really freak people out because it's illegal in real life. It's illegal on Wall Street to do that. Why should it not be illegal on Kalshi or Polymarket?
Right. Well, and you bring up a couple of things there, Comptroller. One is obviously you're making money in a just not in a moral way, in a legal way, an ethical way. But the second thing is, you know, you talk about somebody who is potentially kind of blowing the whistle on a major operation, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, that to me is a safety compromise as well. I mean, there's a lot about the insider, you know, and going back to even talking about sports, we now live in a society where more and more conspiracy and some of it almost becoming truth now, where it's like, hey, did that sports game actually get rigged? And again, I'm making it elementary. You're talking about major, like those two examples you just gave are major ones. But I mean, even when you do watch sports, the amount of times, going back to my 8-year-old, the amount of times we will watch a game and he's like, oh, the only reason that happened was because the ref was going to make a bunch of money. I'm like, what? What? Like, how is that even? But it's true. And I can't even yell at him because I'm like, you might be right. Honestly, you might be right. I don't know. You might be right because I'm looking online and I'm seeing the amount of bets and I'm thinking to myself, this is crazy town. And it just makes you feel like you're in the Truman Show. Like, are there producers who are just telling us what's going to happen next? And then are they making bank off of it? It's alarming. It is.
Well, that's the thing that I think is also the second part of this, which is, are these things moving markets? Are they dictating world events? Go beyond just sports, right? Obviously, none of us want to think that this basketball game is getting rigged by a ref or a player or something like that, though that clearly has happened before. But it's more of, is this thing moving world markets? Is it dictating events that are happening? You know, if somebody bets that there's going to be a wildfire, right? Does somebody then go start the fire, right? These are all like real world things that mm-hmm. we are dealing with and real world examples of what is happening. And I'm not saying that I have the answer. I personally believe there needs to be more regulation of this. I hope that the courts resolve this and we can then figure out what the best way to do it. At the very least, there should be no insider trading and there should be no kids, literal kids, betting on these sites. But I think a larger issue here is just what we have to do. And this is really hard not to get super deep and meta with you, but everyone I talk to on a daily basis kind of just feels like the world is out of control and things are out of control and we're all losing control of our lives. And it's really scary, especially as the parents of young kids. And I just think we can't feel helpless. We can actually take that power back. And I think looking at things like this is part of the way that we can do that.
Are there any positives to having prediction markets, insider trading? I mean, I always look for two sides to every story, but is there a positive to it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure I could find some positives. We do in our report acknowledge some of them, right? And look, I get that, you know, we live in a free country and this is part of capitalism, right? So I'm not somebody who is like, we got to stifle any and all things that are like this. But I just think in my estimation, you know, we present this report with neutrality. It's what I pride myself on is people can make their own conclusions. But personally, where I come down is that this is sort of doing more harm than good and that we should step in to make sure it's a regulated process. I'm sure you could have somebody else in your show who's like, hey, man, this is the free market. People, you have free will. They can do whatever they want. And if their 8-year-old has got a credit card and an iPhone and is betting on things on Kalshi, then and they are cool with that, then like that's their choice as parents. I just think we have a larger responsibility to the people of Connecticut and the well-being of people. And that's what we're here for as government. Finding the balance, of course, is what we debate about in good faith as politicians. But in my mind, we just have to find some answers to this. And the sooner we do that, I think the better.
Yeah, I think, like you said, more oversight, certainly, maybe some more controls, much like we need for social media or AI or many other things, or even how we've done that with gambling and yeah. online betting. You know, I agree with you. I think, you know, and I do appreciate that about you, the neutrality. I try to live that way and work that way as well. But I do think the other element, like you're doing right now, is also educating people, because I don't even know if people can, on average, give a definition of what prediction markets are, what insider trading even is, how it's prevalent yeah. to their everyday lives, and what the risks are. And I just think even understanding that better is an improvement from where we're at today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think it's just letting people know, right? I mean, the other thing we didn't talk about is that, you know, multiple news outlets have looked at this and basically they question whether this whole thing is rigged, right? So like 67% of the money that's won on Polymarket, according to the Wall Street Journal, is won by 0.1% of people, right? So, you know, you go to a carnival sometimes with your kids and you're like, can this ball really fit in that hole? Mm. You're not so sure, right? Like, that's kind of how I look at these websites too, right? It's like, what are your odds to actually win? How much money is being spent on that? And is this whole thing just rigged, not to mention unfair? Again, another reason why we should look at this. And I think that at the end of the day, I don't think most people are thinking about this because they have busy lives, but what I want them to think about is how this is touching their lives in ways that they may not even know about. And, you know, every day as a parent, I'm learning things that I didn't know, right? That I think important for us to stay on top of. And I view this as part of my job as the watchdog of the state. And I hope that people will check out the report. And I hope that we can have a conversation about this and try to figure out whether there's a better way.
Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going to put a link to your report on our website, voiceofct.com, so people can learn more, read more about this. And Comptroller Sean Scanlon, I appreciate the work that you do for our great state of Connecticut. Thank you so much for giving us the time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks. You too. Again, that is Comptroller Sean Scanlon right here on WICC. We'll be right back.